People will be traveling on the roads, so practice getting
over the river and through the woods.
Right, for Thanksgiving, not too far. Someone told me it was 2 weeks from yesterday. I haven't checked that to be verify that or not. I'm not quite sure if it's that or not. I guess it is, but what can you do? Prepare for Thanksgiving, all sorts of food. People, that's what they go out and get, all different types of thing. The ingredients we use in our meals come from family farmers throughout the nation. And we have two of them with us this morning. We've got Julie Kenny and Krista Stauffer this morning. Julie's a corn and soybean farmer and expert on biotechnology and GMO foods, as well as Krista, who's a wife, mom, and first-generation dairy farmer. Ladies, thanks for sharing some time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Good morning.
So let's talk a little bit about the special time. How do American farmers celebrate Thanksgiving? Is it, you know, what time of the day do they end up eating?
Well, for us, we have to cater around our cows. They have to be milked first thing and fed, and then we are able to spend time with our family, and then we have to always usually tend to leave our family a little bit early and get back out to the barn and get those chores done for the night.
Well, as a farmer, there's always chores that have to be done. There is no holiday when it comes to farming, right?
Exactly, yes.
So let's talk a little bit about what's the current state of the American farming. Who is producing our food these days?
Yeah, so as far as the people producing your food, they're family farmers just like Krista and myself. I think 93% of the farmers, or the farms across the U.S. are family-owned and operated. So we're really proud to be one of those family farms. We're actually located in Iowa. And as far as the state of American farming, you know, I think it's always changing and it's always evolving. We're always looking for new technologies to help us reduce the inputs that we're using and be as environmentally friendly as possible, but also produce as much as we can, because that's why we're doing what we're doing. So, you know, I enjoy interacting with Krista and other farmers from across the country where we can learn from each other. And certainly there's more growth and more room to improve. So looking forward to seeing where we head from here.
When we're looking to buy food, how do we come better informed of where our food's coming from, how far it's traveled, what's the condition, what's the healthfulness of it? What information can you give me on that?
Well, you can do what Julie and I do. We're both mothers. We both have children. We are both feeding our children the same food that everybody else is. So when we have questions, we go to each other or our fellow farmers to ask them, how are you doing this? How are you raising these animals? How are you producing this product? What goes into it? What benefits do it have? So I personally believe that your best source is the person that is actually growing and raising your food, and that is the farmer.
Yep, so, and Krista and I are both part of a group called Common Ground, where, you know, it's a group of farm women from across the country that volunteer their time to interact with consumers and help to answer some of those questions. And we've got a great website where if you don't know a farmer like Krista or myself, you can go to findourcommonground.com to connect with us and ask those questions.
Yeah, I'm on that website right now, and it really is nice. You've got a food conversations blog, and there's a lot of information that you know, some people don't really need to know where their food comes from. I'm not one of them. I have a lot of concerns about GMOs. Do you guys have any specific opinion on GMOs?
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, we grow corn and soybeans on our farm in Iowa, and we do use GMO technology. But while I'm a farmer, I'm also a mom, and I want to know that what I'm feeding my kids is healthy and safe, and I'm comforted actually by knowing that GMOs are the most tested products on the market, and so I feed them to my family with no concern, and I'm completely confident in their safety.
If we're putting something together for Thanksgiving, you have any special recipes you might want to share, since you guys are so involved in the process of the food when it finally makes it to the table? What kind of things are you putting on the table?
Well, for our family, we keep it very simple, just a simple traditional meal. However, I'm finding through actually our website all these amazing recipes that my fellow farmers are doing. Julie has this awesome recipe with oysters for the oyster stuffing, and I'll let her tell you about that one.
Yeah, it's out on the website there. It's oyster stuffing. We have all the traditional family recipes, but that's one that we like. And then one of our fellow farmers also has a recipe out there for leftover turkey lasagna. And it I have not tried it yet, but it's on my plan for Black Friday to use that leftover turkey to make that. So head on out there and check out that recipe. I think it'll be a good one.
It looks good.
Yeah, I'm looking at that recipe right now, actually. And what I like about it is that because it's sort of got a Mexican flavor to it, you've got cayenne pepper and everything in there and a flour tortilla, it, you know, you don't feel like you're eating yet another Thanksgiving meal. It really is something a little bit different.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think it's great for us busy moms who are just trying to get something on the table, especially after we've cooked so much the day before. So looking forward to trying that one.
Usually when I think of farmers and farm families, there's usually a big crew. What kind of, what's the total number of people, Krista, that'll be showing up at your Thanksgiving table this year?
Well, we only have one side of our family local, so it'll just be my mother and my father and my brother and my grandparents.
Okay.
And then us and our three little ones.
Now, are they all farmers? Have they all been in this business from the beginning?
No, actually, I have married into the dairy industry, and my family knows nothing but what I tell them about our farm.
Well, that's it's interesting. That happens a lot. You have somebody who gets brought into that family farm, and then they kind of give them a bucket or something and say, okay, here are the chores for you. Start working, right?
Exactly. Yes, that's what happened.
Well, that's great. Krista Stauffer, our guest, along with Julie Kenny this morning. Again, if they want to find out more, I guess findourcommonground.com is a good place to find a little bit of a kind of a meeting place and sense of what is going on with family farmers. Ladies, thanks for sharing and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thanks for having us.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.